This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is up from my panel. Makongo, you first.
This is really amazing and exciting. And my kids are going on a tour of Howard tomorrow, actually. They've been talking about wanting to go to Howard. One of the things that I've been writing about in my upcoming book that looks at this, about lies about Black people, is this idea of Black people can't swim, not because they can't physically swim, but because there have been so many barriers to entry in our community to swimming. Can you talk about some of the experiences that you have had or that your other students may share with you about some of the barriers and challenges that many of us have faced in our community regarding swimming?
Yeah, I mean, we can go just very shortly back to the amount of access that we've been able to have in our communities. Growing up in the cities, we had very limited access in my generation because a lot of the pools were undermanaged or underserviced, and then they were filled in to never be reused again. And then we can go even farther back to, you know, Jim Crow, where we were not allowed to be able to use the facilities, where we have the people moving into the rural areas and membership country club style denial of access. All of our swimmers that come to Howard know that Howard is a special environment. As an HBCU, it's a safe haven for every individual that enrolls at Howard. And being able to be a swimmer or diver in a sport that doesn't look like us is a special, special place that for the once in our competitive lives, we get to be in an environment where we're no longer the minority, where we can have the conversations on deck in the locker room about things that matter to us that we couldn't have those kind of conversations about. You know, I speak as a Black male, bald head, but there's many conversations about hair, which is a barrier for a lot of our people of color because we don't have enough products out there that will help with hair management for the textures of hair in the Black and brown community, on down to skincare. So those are just barriers that, again, we are able to overcome, but the overall myth that Black people don't swim is just that, a myth.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.